Let's see. And then started in the proclamation of the gospel, saying this is the good news. This is what Jesus has done. Any comments on that at all?
Well, that's like where we were before with you know, we got through the bad part. And all of a sudden, when we have the good news, there's the change in the expressions, in your face, in your movements. There's an excited energy. You know, your hand gestures become larger. They become your face has a bigger smile, and it's. But this is the good news, you know. Whereas it's the whole demeanor, the way you talk, and the way your body moves, directs how this conversation goes. In the beginning, it's very warm, very appealing. You know, come on, let's have a conversation. And in the parts where it's, you know, this is the bad news. I hate to tell this to you, but this is the way it is. You know, you get the more, I'm sorry. I care about you. And you can show the empathy and the compassion in your face of this is, you know, I'm here to get you through this. And then once you're through it, it's, we're done with that now. Let's start our new day. And it's happy, it's joy, and every, you know, and you take a person on a complete roller coaster with just how you present yourself in your body language, because even if they just sit there and they just watch, they go on that journey with you.
I understand, is it like 70% of communication is nonverbal or something like that?
I don't know the numbers, but yeah, most communication is nonverbal. How you move affects how people perceive what you're saying and who you are.
And a lot of that we can't really control, because we can't control how big our pupils are. And I understand even the dilation of pupils can make a difference, because we're able to perceive things that we don't even know are happening. And obviously, as I'm speaking, and I can't affect my eyebrows.
Yeah, and that's a big thing too, is if you try to force it, it's going to come across as fake.